almost over time.
To open one
almost time to up-file these niggas, bro.
You like to leave us.
We on episode 1 million. I leave the door open once.
Now you the door open nigga, right?
See, that's why you don't do nothing for niggas.
Not this good.
That's funny. Niggas, niggas say that all the time. What does that really mean? That's why you don't do nothing for niggas. Look at Ricky in here. This bitch wearing new merch that he didn't offer nobody. Who the fuck do you think you are?
With star of the show. Tone. I don't know what I'm going to tell you guys. I get exclusive.
This fucking stitching in our shirt is made out of fucking hemp.
And your earth tones. Yeah. Okay.
Why do I look Dominican, though? I don't get it.
You're a red nigga, bro.
Yeah, you're a red nigga.
I'm not that red. Look at Chris. He's lighter than me.
Both of you niggas are red. You're different shades of red.
Different hues.
You're apricot and he's like cherry.
I definitely got Ben.
Calling Ben apricot is hilarious.
I reject that.
That is hilarious.
I reject
that. He's an apricot hued.
I reject that to hell.
Apricot ass nigga.
Now you are listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, Niggas with Opinions podcast coming to you live and direct as we love to do each and every week.
Nigga.
You're now rolling with the dudes who give you fuck yous and real moves.
Who's Benny B?
Go ahead and do your thing, plus.
We some nigga with opinions. We some nigga with opinions. We some nigga with opinions. We some niggas. With a pen, yeah. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Nigga with a pen, nigga with a pen, nigga. Bitch, you need a pen. Get them from these niggas. Come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen. Come and get them from these niggas. All right, Ben, say stop and let the beat breathe for a little bit. So we just gotta let it swag. Ooh, ooh. Let that beat breathe. Ooh. Let it breathe, please. Ooh. Oh, such good work. Who's Benny B? That's him. Hey, me, Benny, Ricky, and Chris. Hey, she came back. We got the whiskey. Kick your bitch. If you don't tighten up, I might stick your bitch. Listen, I forgot her name, but she wear a leopard. Got them long legs just like Kiki Shepherd. Listen, at the Apollo, I'm Mr. Fix-It, call me Rollo. For Martin, remember that episode? Going down the Old Town Road, no nah shit, Fuji's but no prosh shit.
So stupid.
I'm hopping like a hobbit. Ooh, smoking weed is my habit. And your bitch just like a rabbit. You see money, better grab it. Niggas with opinion, we so savage. I won't be a bad bitch. Over 190, then she a bad bitch. Yes, a bad bitch. And I'll make that girl my habits.
Thank you.
That's all for today. Ooh, let her breathe one more time. That's crazy. That's crazy. Isn't the time? Niggas with her. Niggas with her. Niggas with her. Niggas with her. Nigga. Niggas with her. Nigga. Niggas with her.
Niggas with her.
Pen. Niggas with a pen. The leaders ain't no minions. Niggas with a pen. I'm gonna go as long as you keep this beat going. It's lovely. Can I have a lighter, please? Hey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO Podcast coming to you live and direct each and every week. I am 1/4 of your host, Benessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Good evening.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Vegan Trap Lord in the building.
Okay.
And we got a return near and dear friend and family of the podcast. Hey. We got Whiskey Chick in the building.
Hey.
Hello.
Gang, gang.
So I have a question for everyone. What's the last thing that really grinded your gears?
Come on, Ben. That's how you take charge on this podcast, man. Way to take fucking charge on this podcast today. The last thing that grinded my gears was I was at the airport, and I had two bags. One bag was overweight. The other bag was underweight. The lady told me to remove 5 pounds from one bag and put it into the other bag. I said, but ma'am, they're a combined weight of the same shit. If I switch 5 pounds from one bag to the other bag, both of these fucking bags still weigh 60 pounds, ma'am. Her response was, she's just doing her, this is the fucking laziest shit ever. She's just doing her job. Fuck you and fuck that policy. It's stupid. It's ignorant. The weight shouldn't fucking matter. As if 5 pounds are going to break that fat guy's back down there. He'll be fucking fine.
He's going to fuck up your luggage anyway.
Come on!
Pretty much.
I guess for me, the very last thing that grinded my gears, bro, I hate the way that Xfinity packages their like their bill reminders. Like, the title of the fucking email is "Your bill is ready." It's not like it was a fucking cake, and I was just waiting and anticipating for the motherfucker to come.
I'm waiting for you to pay me. I'm waiting. I'm here.
What about you, Ricky?
He's a fucking barrel of anger. Here, pick one of the things.
Yeah, I was gonna say I have a few.
That you over exaggerated about today.
I'm really sick and tired of LeBron and this stupid campaign he's on with just a kid from Akron. Shut the fuck up. We
but
get
he
it.
Is
you are a poor nigger. You're a rich nigger now. We don't give a fuck. Shut up. We've been hearing it for 17 years.
What the fuck do you want him to do exactly?
Shut the fuck up. I want
why?
Him to shut the fuck up.
Why?
Shut up.
Why?
Because he don't
heard
play
this
for the
story
heat no more.
A
tell
million
the truth.
Times.
Because he don't play for the Heat no more.
I don't give a fuck about him when he plays for the Heat.
Because there's the thing. LeBron
Jesus
doesn't do
Christ.
Anything that everybody doesn't already
stop
fucking
pandering.
Do.
We get it. You were a poor black man. We all are. Shut the fuck up.
The same guy
shit.
Who listens to rappers for 20 years say how rich they are. The same nigga. He enjoys it. Loves Lil Wayne. Wiz has written several mindless songs about weed. Never shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, that's he's doing his craft.
Is there a reverb on my voice?
No, there
that's
was.
Beautiful. Yeah, you heard that shit?
There was. There
I
was.
Heard
that's powerful, Benny.
Ben upgraded the sound.
Shut the fuck up. What's clean? What was the last thing that grinded your gears?
Not much grind my gears, but... let me think. As of most recently, it happened twice. When I'm told one thing by a promoter and then I get to the party and it's a different thing. Like I'm supposed to play, I'm opening and doing halftime, but I get there and then I'm opening and I'm closing. My nigga, I had plans to leave. Sorry.
Can't help it.
I have plans to leave, so yeah.
Yeah, because Whiskey's the type of motherfucker. You double, triple book it. You be on a tight schedule. You faint, fame, and slide.
Mm. I'm glad you said it.
No, no, you got to. Fuck that shit. Bro, if there's multiple checks, go get them all. Niggas don't work like Whiskey work, bro. I admire the grind.
She's just always so cool.
I admire the grind, bro.
Seen her ass at Wynwood. She was just chilling, just cool. Like, what's up, Wiz? I thought she would get up and do it.
You a little cool ass Canadian. You cool, cool ass Canadian. Christopher, our Zen master, what was the last thing that grinded your gears?
Speaking of cool,
was Whole Foods out of carrots? Talk to us. What the fuck happened?
You know what? It wasn't that it they were out of carrots, but I went to Whole Foods and I wanted to get some avocados. I was trying to make guacamole.
I hate when I'm joking, but you be dead ass serious. I hate when I just be reaching, but you really was at Whole Foods looking for vegetables. Talk to me now.
Yeah, and I'm in there and I'm trying to get the avocados, but they had no ripe avocados.
They're all hard.
My neck. Mm-hmm.
That's how it is at Trader Joe's too.
My whole, like, do you understand the frustration of being at one Whole Foods and realizing, damn, I got to drive to another Whole Foods? They're like 30 miles apart, every last one of them.
Damn.
Not like Publix.
Them shits ain't cheap. Nothing is cheap over there either.
Nope.
Nah, they're fairly priced now. But
nigga, you're a business owner. We on different tax brackets. Relax.
Okay. Now we're going to get down to some business here. I actually want to start with a clip that I saw online circulating. And it was part of a larger discussion. So what you're about to hear is this guy introducing his girl to his mom. So she's cooking, I guess, Haitian food for her mother. I mean, well, for his mother. So, like, this is the mother, I guess, like, receiving the woman and this interaction. And I kind of want to know your thoughts on the interaction. Ben, whenever you can, drop that shit, please.
The food is here already. Here. Wow. Pepper plate. Oh, jeez. You don't have dishes?
I didn't want to wash them.
Don't serve the visitor with pepper plate.
Oh, relax. It's not that big of a deal.
You're like my mom, you know?
But this is the first time you cook for me.
Well, I hope you like it.
It looks good, but let's test.
Damn. She's tasting the food. She's chewing.
It's salty and then dry. Now let me try the grill. The grill is dry and salty too. Can I have some water? It's so dry. Wow.
Where you going?
She's storming off.
Too much.
It's too much.
He's dry.
Jesus.
Bro. You don't have no pepe. What? Where she said, pepe plate?
You don't have no dishes?
I'm going to choke.
Damn, bro. Okay.
It's so dry.
Now, I think it was brutal. Choke. But, like, what I want to note is that the entire time this is going on, the boyfriend is sitting there watching.
No, the husband.
The husband.
Yeah.
Dying the entire. Well,
he's watching his old lady get filleted
because he's used to it.
He's married to her, though, so she's not going anywhere. He's about that to get too. Grilled so right
I
now.
Guess my question is, like, I'm trying to understand, like, who's more wrong in this picture? He's like, the husband wrong. For not saying anything or the old girl for going brazy?
He's wrong.
More wrong than the mother is. Because the mother went
wild. Haitian
mothers
are going to be Haitian mothers. Caribbean mothers are going to be Caribbean mothers. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like she was over-exaggerating or giving, like, her honest opinion?
I mean, your mothers know how to tone that shit down when they want to, bro.
The camera was on, though. That's why.
Oh, and she turned?
Yeah.
It's dry. Like, fuck.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I would expect that from my mom, to be honest. I would expect her to say that, to be completely honest with you, dog. Like, if she were to, like, take a scoop of some food and it's salty, like, I'm going to just outside live. Like, I expect that shit. So I place the onus of the wrong on the guy, on the husband. I would prep my mom and be like, Mom, this is her first attempt at making Haitian food. Please be kind, all right? It's not going to taste like yours, all right? If anything, give her critique.
I would have gave my mother a fucking death stare at that table. Are you... chill, fam.
Nah, I would have did the opposite. I would have prepped my wife. Like, my mom is stuck in her ways. This is how she is. This is how she communicates. She's Haitian. Some things she says sometimes, it comes off as rough and mean, but that's just how she talks because that's how they are in Haiti. There's no in between. So I would have prepped my wife, like, don't take it any type of way. This is just how they are. Nothing you give her is ever going to be good.
That's
just
true.
Nothing. That's so true. Don't take it the other way.
Very true.
Was it for a show or was it for content?
Yeah, for a reality show.
I think it's Black Ink Crew Chicago.
Oh.
You're wasting your time talking to your mother. You're wasting your fucking time. You're better off talking to your wife. So at least now she's prepared. She knows what she's walking into.
He let her walk into a death trap.
Curse. Yeah, he. Yeah. That's why I said when I saw that shot too, I said he fucked that up, because he should have told his wife what she was getting into. Because he knew. Look at his, if you watch his face, he's kind of smirking because he knows. Dying, like, it's hilarious to him. Time. It's hilarious.
I'm gonna tell you like this, bro. Like if my mom, like if Bae is making food for the first time for my mother, and like Bae is not Haitian, I'm not gonna let Bae make Haitian food. That's not the way to go. Yeah. Make macaroni and cheese, barbecue chicken.
Make what you're good at.
Make that shit, because at least you can kill that shit.
Your first time, honest, you try to make her
Haitian. You go jump out with Gio. Idiots. You take it easy.
That's a good point. I wouldn't have even allowed her to attempt that shit, bro.
Take it the fuck easy, like,
Get in the kitchen with my old girl first. Take some notes.
Idiots.
Don't drop Gio on my mother, bro.
So y'all three being of Haitian descent, right? If I was to drop you in that situation, like right now, right? You already passed the point where you could try to convince her not to do it and cook something else and all that. She already cooked the griot. You sitting at the table. Your mom is on the way. Do you try the griot at least to see if it makes sense? And if it tastes bad, what do you do then? Like, would you just try?
Babe, we're going to save this for tomorrow. She's not eating this shit.
Griot is one of those things.
Would you go to like Chef Creole and grab some?
No, I'll just like, get whatever.
Your mom is coming expecting griot, so.
No, I'll get whatever and be like, yo, the food didn't come out. I'll be honest with my mom, because my mom is going to be honest regardless. Like, you cannot cook it. You should never try it. Why you do that? That's what my mom would say. But again, I'm having a conversation. I wouldn't even let it get to that point. Like, babe, don't even. Don't even buy it.
Already past that point.
Well, babe, I think I'm
you dropped the ball. You dropped. If it got past that point, you as a man, you dropped the ball. Because every Haitian mom is the same.
I can agree with that.
Don't even let her do it. Why?
Take the class first, man.
You just going to jump out with Grio?
Yeah, that's stupid. Dog. That's stupid. Nah. That's stupid. Don't even do it. Yeah, you'll hate that Haitian. I think that Haitian mom took it easy on her. She took it easy.
That's how you jumping out, though.
Yeah, you can't do that first,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, just from a Caribbean standpoint, she's got away with the paper plate vibe.
Man, listen, she took it easy on her.
The paper plate would have got the food thrown at you. Yeah, that's off the crazy. Rip. That's
listen, you lucky that's she. Like, record. I'm. I was expecting the Haitian mom not to even eat any of the food because of the disrespect of the paper plates.
Like, I feel
it's coming right back at you.
I feel both ways about it because I do feel like. The mom shouldn't have spazzed so hard at paper plates, but she should have known better than to use paper plates.
It wasn't even the good paper plates. It was those.
It wasn't the sturdy Glad.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know the joint. Yeah.
It wasn't the Dixie kind.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would still have a conversation with my mom. Like, mom, you still have to have respect for my wife at the end of the day. That's my wife. You still have to have respect for her. But being that Haitians are not reasonable people, I'm going to let my wife know, like, this is what you're walking into and this is how she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just how she is. She talks to me even worse. So don't even feel no type of ways. And just don't give her Dixie plates. What the fuck are you doing?
For real, bro. At some point, you got to step in. And
what the fuck are you doing? I swear, some niggas just want their moms to fucking hate their girlfriends. The shit they let them do. Like, I see it all the time. Niggas that are Haitian are dating girls that are non-Haitian. And they're like, yo, my mom did it. Like, it's you. It's you. You allowed your girlfriend to step into that shit like that. You should have warned her. You know how your mom is. You know your mom's a savage.
Any nigga that I know with like girlfriend versus mom problems are niggas who just aren't taking control.
Stupid.
It's always
always that.
Mm-hmm. Always. I've had homies come and talk to me. I have cousins who have had issues. My method is more bully.
I've been bullied.
Because you're going to respect me. Both of you are going to respect me. And if both of you are going to fucking respect me, you're going to respect each other. Or I'm fucking exploding all of this shit. No one will have peace if I can't have it. Nobody.
I created my own.
Fuck that shit. No. Everybody will be polite. Everybody will be cordial. Because I've seen some messy shit in my day, bro. And niggas letting their mom go out because, that's my mom. What you want me to say?
Oh, no.
You gotta stop being a bitch, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but I've never been in a situation where my mom ain't really too much care for a woman that I'm with. But at the end of the day, like I've gotten into plenty of situations where my wife said, no, that you're not gonna do that. And I always educate prior to with the girlfriend. Like, listen, I live with Maya. Like, you remember last Christmas, Maya cooked the dinner with my old girl? I told her, I said, listen, are you sure you want to do this? She said, no, I can do it. Like, it wasn't so much that, like, the expectations that my mom have in the kitchen, I told her, there's very different from what you're used to. My mom was being in the kitchen for 11 hours. Maya spent the entire Christmas in the kitchen. So now she refuses to have Christmas at the house anymore. It's over. She doesn't want to do it anymore. And as I told my mom, I said, Mom, I told you, you did too much.
That's good, though.
She's not used to that.
That's
but
good, though.
Now, she's like, no, I'm good.
She need to see what that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's heart backbreaking, right?
She's like, I couldn't even open the gifts with the girls. I said, I told you.
You think rice I that good you. Happens in 2 hours? No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was in the kitchen for 11 hours.
Rice
slaving.
That good take 8 hours, nigga.
I told you.
What the fuck you talking about? Open presents. Hey, your moms don't have fun. They see all that shit peeking
open
out of the
presents?
Kitchen.
Open presents? My mom doesn't even know what that means. Fuck. Open presents. What's that?
Speaking of opening presents, lovely segue. Merry Christmas and all that bullshit. Ho,
Merry
ho, ho.
Criminals.
Yeah, ho, ho, yeah. See you tonight at the party.
Giggity. Fuck. Okay. When giving, when exchanging gifts for things like anniversaries or Christmas even, like things where gifts are supposed to be reciprocated, does the gift you buy depend on the kind of gift you think you're gonna get?
Okay, repeat that. Does the gift you buy,
does like whenever there are holidays like Christmas, anniversaries, or Valentine's, get like specific holidays where you're exchanging,
okay,
does the gift you buy depend on the kind of gift you think you're gonna receive? So like I'm speaking in terms of like money, so monetarily. Like, are you type of nigga like, I can't spend $500 on this bitch because I know she ain't going to spend more than $150 on me?
That has to go into your decision making.
Why? Spend that $500.
Nah. It has to go into your decision making. I mean,
socks?
I can't buy you a Louis bag and you buying me a pack of boxers.
But y'all be needing boxes. That's the
so,
thing.
Yeah. Do it regularly. Don't do it for
a
holiday.
Do that shit just because it's Wednesday.
The fuck?
Don't do it on a fucking.
Fool me once. You get me with that bamboozle one time.
One time. That's all it takes.
I agree.
And I'm calling my mom.
second gift gonna be trash. Yeah, you got me that first time.
Oh yeah.
You got me.
Yeah, it's getting a $15 Walmart gift card the next time around.
15.
That's it.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta buy gifts that the both of y'all can enjoy.
Fuck that. I want my own shit.
Yeah, I want my own shit.
Give me my shit. I don't want no group gift.
Else. I've been sharing with you all fucking year. Could I have something too?
I want my shit.
Something else.
Shit.
So then, Ricky, you're saying that, like, the what you're going to do directly depends on what you think you might be getting back.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm putting my heart into it and my thoughts into it and my wallet into it. I would expect you to do the fucking same. I'm going to go out there and spend $500. I want you to at least spend $300, $400 on something for me.
I respect that. I think it's fair. I think that's fair.
It's the
don't fucking write no poem to me. You got a $700 gift and all I got was a fucking poem and pictures.
That's what y'all be deserving. That's the
fuck
thing.
Out of here.
Nah, bro. It's the money that count, bro.
Fuck out of
here.
The money I don't even like poetry.
No, I agree. I think gifts not necessarily should be equal, but it should match the person that you're giving the gift to. You get what I'm saying? Because if the gift I'm giving you is not that much money, but it means a lot, it doesn't matter that she spent $700. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, okay, this may be a detour, but like, has anybody ever got like an emotional gift that just stirred you up so much?
No.
My child.
That's not a gift, that's a burden. Have you ever got like a gift?
That is a fact.
Well, it disturbed me in the fact that I was allergic to it.
Because, like, I'm trying to think, like, I've never received a gift of sentimental value. Women don't do that well. They suck.
That's not true.
Okay.
Sentimental value.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, like spin the bread. There's nothing you can write in this card that'll make me happy.
When they get the hang of it, they're pretty good.
I've never been in a situation where the person I was with gave bad gifts. So I don't know what bad gift giving is like coming from somebody else. But I've never had like a sentimental type of gift. I've always got what I asked for, like what they knew I would want. So in my experience, women are amazing gift givers.
Maya is a great gift giver.
Yeah, she's
she gave good. You two.
I don't know. Why do we call those gifts? Burdens. Women really think them giving you kids is a gift.
It's not. Burdens and bills.
It's not. I don't think so.
I extended your legacy. That's a motherfucking gift.
You didn't do that for me.
Yes,
that's yours too.
Exactly. That's what she did it for. You didn't do it for me.
That bears your last name that looks just like you. And yeah.
He's going to call you mommy. Come on now.
Come on.
And it's going to call you daddy first. And you're
gonna,
never
nah, nah.
On the Oscar speech, he's going to say your name first. Fuck all that.
Shit.
You're going to be the MVP.
Mom's the real MVP. Meanwhile, dad with all the fucking basketball jeans is chopped liver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Curbside.
So, do you guys give sentimental gifts?
Well, that's different. Like, women can, like, y'all fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
Y'all into it that. Just
that's
sucks.
Not what I asked. Do you guys
have
give
I ever given a sentimental gift?
Gifts? Yeah.
Wow. Let me think.
Man, I don't know how to give gifts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't know how to give gifts?
No.
You just give gift cards?
Like, listen, if I hear you say, I want this, you got it? Go ahead.
I mean, you have to catch that hint, bro.
Hey.
You gotta be.
Yeah, don't catch. Yeah, don't. You guys don't know how to catch
a 10-10.
Why give them?
That's all you guys do is throw hints.
Go. That's not true.
That's all women do.
We'll be like,
and we're supposed to catch it.
Damn, I need a new laptop, and y'all get us like, not a laptop.
A hard drive.
No, bitch, go get your own laptop. Them shits is $1,700.
Why not?
I'm just giving that as an example.
No, I'm just saying. But that's what the man is thinking in his head.
Christmas is around the corner. I want a laptop. Why don't you get me a laptop? Why is that not the thing?
I like these shoes. Do you like these shoes?
Just say, I want these shoes.
It's
so easy.
But you know what it is?
I really
it's
don't
better
like
when we think that you came up with it on your own. It's like, oh, you thought about it.
You guys are fucking retarded, man. Yeah. What?
You know what? Speaking of that, I need to decrease the budget of my gift this year. Speaking of that,
so
the word laptop. I bought one this year, so I need to scale back a little bit.
So then, are you with the gift? Like, does what you give depend on what you get? Or vice versa? I don't remember what I'm saying.
Not really. I more so go off of my own budget of what I have available. Every week I talk about bills. So that gift needs to fit within all that other shit that's going on.
I was going to ask you if you had a gift budget for the year.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. The gift is still going to be fire because I'm going to make sure it's fire because my mind is fire. I'm going to be creative some way, somehow.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, it's going to fit within my goddamn budget.
Are you saying
that's
going to
decrease the value of the gift later on down the road?
Troublemaker. Ask your question.
Are you saying that their minds are not fire?
No. I'm not saying that. It's just that they allocate their creativity.
It's right. We're not. It's on my mind.
They allocate their creativity in other ways. They don't give a fuck about buying gifts.
Send me text messages of what it is that you want. Let's make this easy, please. You get what you want. I get it for you. I don't have to fucking going around guessing.
Do you at least wrap it?
Yeah, I mean, for Christmas, sure, but.
And please, please, if you can help it, just don't buy it, bro. Leave me alone, bro.
Yeah, just send me the link to it. God damn it. All right, matter of fact, get it.
I love a gift card, let me tell you.
Gift cards are good, too.
Oh, my God. Gift cards and draws. I can never get enough of them.
You just said that you don't want draws as a gift.
I don't.
Just
unless you're going to buy a shitload of them.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy 50 pairs of draws, I'm about that shit.
50, 60, like.
If you're going to buy draws,
you gotta
buy draws.
Much down.
That makes sense.
Do you guys ever tell your women exactly what it is you want, or do you do that hint bullshit that they do? Hey, yeah. The new Miami Heat jerseys just dropped. Christmas is tomorrow.
I'm like, babe, look at this. This is hot. I should get this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I want.
Look, I like that shit. Christmas is around the corner. You just want to do this, and then let me just get you this shit that you want. You just want to do it?
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
So you can just do it?
Really
it just
easy.
Feels better when you guys make it seem like you came up with it on your own.
No, you know what feels better?
It's like
when you get what you want.
Yeah.
Because you thought about it on your own.
No.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, baby. I never came with it on my own. That's something you'll never experience.
It unplugged. Oh, thanks.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so stoned.
It just feels better when it's that way.
That's what she said.
I'm blitzed, guys.
Did he just say that's what she said?
I think it was on the other side.
I don't know what just happened.
Technical difficulties.
No.
No segues?
We're still rocking and rolling.
Sorry.
Oh, you missed the meeting about segues. Plus, it's no longer segueing.
I quit.
Why? You did really good like a few episodes ago.
He's always doing really good, but apparently he quit.
It's not that he quit. He's just too high to put the shit in order.
I can't anymore.
So it made it easy for him to segue.
The fucking thing that he uses to actually look at the show, he put in his pocket, dog. That's how I know.
You saw me looking around for it.
That's how I know you somewhere else, man. You're not here.
I am blitzed.
I have a question. When you be on vacation, who be taking your pictures?
Self-timer.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what happens. Cool. Mm. On vacation. That's a great question.
It's a great question.
Many people were asking me, wondering the same question.
I love when the fire's lit. Oh, light the fire up on that nigga.
Light it up.
Yeah, you know, self-timer, strangers on the street, whoever I can ask.
Light it up.
You know, because I love a good solo vacation. You know me.
Nigga lost his phone on vacation, but he's still found a way to post pics on the gram.
Well, I'm sure.
What a coinkity.
It's hot out here. Right? It's getting hot in here.
Been cute. Oh, Nelly is getting hot.
Just the part where he goes, hot in.
So hot in her.
Just a little bit of...
that's too funny.
There you fuck go. This guy. So hot in her.
Her.
You have a topic, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me get it out.
Put the goddamn pen down. Give it here.
Okay. How many fucks?
Could a woodchuck chuck if a wood cut?
How many fucks would a wood fuck if a wood fuck could fuck wood?
Oh.
How many? Like, okay, let's say you really like this girl, right? Like, you like her a lot. You guys link and you fuck and it was awful. Do you just deem it as damaged goods, awful pussy, or do you retry? I'm trying to understand how many sexual encounters do you need to deem pussy bad pussy?
For me, it's bad pussy if it's bad to the point where I couldn't nut. But if I nutted, I'd go back. I got what I came for.
Okay, so even if it wasn't amazing, if you liked her, you try again just to see if you can get the chemistry right.
Even if I don't. You said she looks good. So when you're saying it was bad sex, did you come from the sex? Because to me, if you came, it's not necessarily bad for
just,
a guy.
It just wasn't flames.
It happens often, I think, with some women, especially women you don't really give a fuck for.
So when we speak on the topic of bad pussy, you have a delightful formula of what that is. You have a definition for it. Do you remember it?
Okay, I guess I'm speaking about more of a bad sexual experience.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So you mean like the one that Ben was referring to with the white girl that was pretty much hurting?
I mean, that's just an example of an experience, but for whatever reason, it wasn't super enjoyable. Because sometimes it takes a while to get chemistry right because there are nerves the first time. So I'm trying to understand.
Because I know how you know how men are. Like, let's say you this girl, she looks amazing. You know what I'm saying? You had a bad sexual experience with her. You get horny one night, you're going to hit her up.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hit her up. So
if it's trash two times, you still hit her up?
If it's trash two times, I think that's it. I don't think you're getting a third try. It's
so just, two times is the time. That's the amount of
whiskey.
Number. Yeah.
What do you think?
What do I think about?
Have you ever like double back on trash meat to see if it'll get better?
Trash meat.
Trash meat. There you go.
Trash. No, I've gone back to cuddle.
So you said your dick was trash, but your cuddling was fire. Yeah. So let me go back and get some more of that cuddling.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Hold on. And he was okay with that?
Well, he had practice in the morning, so it wasn't like...
Because if you out here cuddling meat whore, you a bitch, cuz.
For you, my bro.
Was this in your college days?
It was in my college days.
And you went to University of Miami, huh?
Don't be giving whiskey her lies. She's lying. This nigga's in the NFL. Don't be giving whiskey lies.
He went to the University of Miami.
Okay.
Sorry.
Might be my dog. Zuh. One of my dogs.
One of your dogs. Probably not. You know, were you in? Well, I graduated in 2011, so.
Oh, so that was Ja'Cory Harris in them class.
Ja'Cory was the quarterback, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll figure this out.
That's so creepy. he knows about all these children, bro. You're so creepy. You're so creepy.
Michael Jackson style.
I didn't want to be the guy, but you know.
I didn't hear a word. You guys were saying bad sexual experiences, right? Is what we were talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so I went back for cuddles.
Cuddles. Okay.
Have you ever had sex with a dude the first time it was terrible, then the second time it was amazing? Or do you not give bad dick two times?
I don't know if I should be answering this.
I mean, or
you should.
Because I just want to know, like, has shit ever changed? Like, even if it's gone from good to bad or from bad to good.
Yeah, shit's changed. It's changed. And I've either, cut it off or went back for cuddles.
And when it changed, is it because y'all answering.
Got chemistry? You know a conversation nobody's ever talked about is the bad dick that ended up turning up the great dick.
Oh, you mean
that doesn't really like, happen? Would
I just fucking ask Whiskey that question?
But no, that's why I said it. The thing is, you asked that question, but we've never had that discussion.
You know what it is? Now I'm older, I would 100% tell a dude, like, let's figure this shit out. Let's do this instead. But back then, when you're younger, you're not telling niggas they're trash. You're just kind of like embarrassing them. Because you guys have, your egos are so huge, it's kind of like, okay, well, never mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not until you're older, and by then, I would hope that you've gotten better by that time, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes for a dude, for a woman would be a guy that comes quickly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think if you have sex with a woman two or three times, you could kind of, like, stop that.
Okay, because... When you mention that, because if we fuck one time and I fuck around and like come in like 3 minutes, you gotta let me come back, bro. Oh.
You have to.
You gotta let me come back, bro.
You have to.
Okay, run it back. I just thought about something.
You gotta let me run it back.
I did try it a second time and it still was trash. And that was
Okay, so by trash, you mean coming fast or just not good at sex?
It was just not like...
Couldn't find the hole.
The size wasn't good. The size was like not.
Bad experience.
Yeah.
And you figured maybe it was off night. Because everybody deserves an off night. But nigga came back trash.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
If I come in five, you got to run me one back, bro. Yeah. You got to run me that.
That's fine.
You got to give me a chance to redeem myself.
You got to run that back.
It's not worth it.
I know.
No.
But you don't understand, man. You got to run that back, man.
Nah, we don't. Go give homegirl your trash dick.
Run it back. You understand? I caught a cramp that time, man. It was crazy. It came out of nowhere. Ben, have you ever had any experiences where you needed to redeem yourself?
Yeah, it's happened before. But I redeemed myself that same night. Like, I don't... Like,
that's okay. So that's... If you let me leave, there's a chance I'm not coming back.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's different.
Great turn. Okay, so you say, so if you're in the building, round one was awful. But round two, he comes back with a vengeance. He got rehydrated. He got a fucking game plan. Adjusted in the fucking locker room. Came back out there and killed shit. That's worthy of a callback.
Mm-hmm.
He made a game time adjustment.
Yeah, game time adjustment. Had to re-strategize, go back to the playbook, run a different play. You score.
Get that dick a pep talk.
Exactly. There's definitely one scenario in which I've never had that happen. It's after a night of, you know, maybe going to a lounge, going to a club, drinking, having drinks and shit like that. I kill every time after that.
Every time.
Every time. None of that shit that we're talking about right now. Coming fast.
We having that Henny dick.
I'm literally fucking as if I am a Neanderthal, though. Yeah. I'm a fucking caveman.
Goo,
literally.
And you see, I told you guys he is killing them.
I don't know what happens, but I'm literally trying to go through.
That shit is it has to be made by witches. It's not a distillery. It's a witch in a pot.
Listen.
What the fuck cauldron. In Hennessy that brings the animal out of people?
I don't know, bro.
I don't know, but I just know when I was given the Hendig, I knew. I was so confident, always. I was always so damn because I knew, oh, she's definitely coming back.
Whenever
she's
I'm at back. The bar and I see a black person order a Henny and Red Bull, I know to stay out of their fucking way all night long.
Listen.
I want nothing to do with that guy.
No parts.
All right?
No parts.
Roderick is going to be fucked up. And I want nothing to do with him.
Roger.
Marquise is on a mission.
Jerome.
LaShawn is about to fuck shit up.
Trey Sean is fucking somebody up tonight.
I'ma make it even realer for y'all boys. Have y'all ever had like that thought in your mind as you're killing it? You're like, damn, I'm creating a problem for myself.
Oh, you know,
this
yeah,
is gonna
you
become
know,
a problem
let me
tomorrow.
Take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, fuck it.
Let me.
That's when y'all give that boyfriend dick.
There's no such thing as a facade. There's just good and bad dick. You attach boyfriend to it.
You attach boyfriend to
just
it.
Just because I gooey in the bubble.
That's it.
It's because I body roll in it.
That means you would do that to everyone.
Why do they always ask that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not, cause
I can't dance in the pussy.
There's no levels to your fucking...
To everyone?
There's levels to dick.
Exactly. So you're giving top-notch dick to every bitch you're encountering?
No, but sometimes there's a vibe.
And that's what I mean by giving boyfriend.
And by the vibe, he means hen dick. If you're on hen dick, I mean, you...
That's not what he meant.
What do you mean? So, what, you're...
He said vibe.
It is a vibe.
Sexual vibe.
Right, so you're giving that extra... Lusty boyfriend.
So
is
that hold on? So he has
random?
To. He has
what
to,
I'm asking.
He has to pay for that because that's how he fucks. That's how he fucks.
No. So she's saying, like, do I pull out all the stops with a rando?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No.
Fucking not.
No. No.
But I mean, but like, if you're with a girl that you're regularly fucking, and then like you turn up, and then she asks you, "Do you fuck everybody like that?" Like, that's fucking stupid.
No, I mean, dummy. This is the first. I fucked you for 12. I fucked you 12 times. This is the first time I fucked you like this. Why would you ask me that?
No. This is not a scenario where I would be asking that. I'm talking about like first off bat, first time.
No, I don't think you want to go crazy
he was
for
talking
not
about
for anybody.
Giving problems.
No,
I might. Well, I mean, if I'm on hen dick, I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, because you also have to give audition dick.
Yeah, exactly. Audition. You want the callback. You want an answer the next time.
Getting that call back.
You need her to tweet about how good her night was.
Remember, if you ball, you get the call.
The fuck?
So you want to put on a good performance.
Ball, so what if she doesn't tweet about it?
I don't know, bro. If she don't tweet,
what if
woo!
You know you gave your best and she doesn't tweet about it?
I don't know, bro. If you mash that pussy, she's going to tweet about it, bro.
Man.
Something. If you get a text the next day, I mean, I think you might be in the clear.
I think the tweets to me no matter the like you if you get the text back to double back you know
yeah
you know what I'm saying like
yeah but you still go tweet
get the text God. Ask you are you sore too no baby it's
no,
just
no,
you
no, no, no.
It's just you baby
now nah, you know I'm in
you know they
right
text
now,
you they
actually.
Text you they say they text you flashbacks and they get the little the water drip
oh yeah baby.
Like, oh yeah got her
you about to go back baby
got her
hook line and sinker.
I don't normally do this, but
yeah, sure.
Oh, you do this all the time. Yeah, stop it. Stop it.
The flashbacks is a key indicator, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That means you got memorable meat.
Yeah. If it's the middle of the week and she sends you flashbacks, that's a wrap. Mm-hmm.
My thing is, if you don't normally do this, why are you so good at it?
I was waiting for that.
Okay, I want to talk about some weird shit. Okay, what do you niggas know and think about aphrodisiacs?
They exist.
What do you mean?
They're real.
That question is a little weird.
It's very weird. Okay, so, okay, Chris, can you define the aphrodisiac?
It's something I guess, I really don't know the true definition of it, but in my educated guess, it would be something that enhances your desire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To want to be
stimulate
involved in some
sexual desire.
Is that stimulation?
Food,
activity.
Drink, or drug that stimulates sexual desire.
There you go, right there. Which is why I call Hennessy the black aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's literally what it is. It's the nigga aphrodisiac.
I had a homeboy in high school who thought that, like, Hawaiian Punch was an aphrodisiac. Like, the nigga would, he would drink big glasses of Hawaiian Punch between rounds.
That's just the sugar.
And he thought that it was giving him fuss.
Yeah,
the sugar.
That's
the sugar rush.
Does he have diabetes now?
You know what? He fucking might. Chubby little fuck.
Yeah.
He got it. That's crazy.
All my uncles swear it's fucking Guinness. They you know they feel, you know, you drink Guinness and you're
strong all night. Strong all night.
It's ridiculous. Like,
Guinness is ridiculous. A stout. It does have certain problems.
For me, it's always been Henny. So like, or wine.
There are no other foods or things that you guys have ever fucked with that are like aphrodisiacs.
Maca root, sea moss. Y'all better wake the fuck up, bro. I'm telling y'all this shit for weeks.
What's a maca root?
Maca root.
And maca root is two different things.
Oh. I've used maca root, not for myself, but yeah.
You need to use it for yourself.
Man. I don't need it.
You fed her. You fed her maca roots before you killed her.
No.
Feed her anything.
They're saying here chocolate, oysters, asparagus, chili.
I've
peppers.
Heard about oysters.
Figs, oysters. Strawberries. Mm-hmm.
I've heard about that too.
Okay, so by effort, you eat these things, it's supposed to make you horny?
It's well, like enhance your
that's desire the, that's for the, sex? Yeah. That's the simple definition, yeah.
Make you watermelon? Okay.
Watermelon? That's why niggas in the hood always fucking.
Good one. Damn watermelon sodas.
Girl, fucking strawberries. So then, is that why niggas be making chocolate dipped strawberries?
Yeah.
Is that where that comes from? It's supposed to be like a super aphrodisiac?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's just sexy. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Why is it sexy?
Well, I'm allergic to strawberries, so it's not sexy to me.
So, it's the thought that counts.
No, this nigga sent me strawberries one time and I was like, nigga, you don't fucking listen.
Oh, then it could drop the bizzle.
What happens if you eat strawberries? Could you possibly die, or you just like break out or some shit?
My, like, the inside of my mouth starts itching. Kiwis too. It's the seeds.
Oh.
Yeah. And touching them too sometimes, my hands will start like itching and getting numb.
That's insane. How something could like
avocados, maca, pumpkin seeds, celery. Oh, they're just reaching.
I actually make a reach. Drink with celery, the majority of that
figs,
stuff.
Garlic.
I've eaten all that shit, and none of that
basil,
shit made me
cinnamon,
horny.
Cinnamon, pine nuts.
That's because you was eating all that damn red meat.
Cardamom. Yeah, what the fuck is cardamom?
It's been a month. It's been a month and a week now since
almonds,
no red meat.
Ginger, so sweet potatoes, coconut water, arugula. Arugula,
fam. What the fuck is that? Arugula.
Arugula.
North Miami's finest.
What the fuck is that?
Arugula.
Arugula. Arugula. Okay.
I will not forget that anytime soon.
Pomegranate.
No pomegranates.
Where's that from?
That sounds like a bunch of bullshit, though. Hey, come on.
None of that's
oysters, and that's it. Yeah. Well, I mean, on that list, I've heard of oysters.
Yeah. That and maca root.
Maca root wasn't on the list.
I'm more
that's
so
Chris
here
was.
About no, white people talking maca about was on the oysters.
Okay, have you guys ever had oysters?
I've never had them. I don't eat seafood disgusting. Like that.
Only fried.
Don't you have to like slurp it?
Yeah, well, like I think you like slurp it from the shell. Yeah.
You have to.
That just don't seem fire.
No.
It don't seem flames.
I want nothing to do with it.
They're good when you deep fry them.
Oh, yeah. At a moment of
transparency.
A moment of transparency. I have no idea what caviar is. Can someone tell me what caviar is?
Fish eggs.
Fish eggs.
That's what caviar is?
Yeah.
Yes, right.
So you eat the fish eggs?
I don't eat the fish
eggs. You know what's crazy? That's everybody's response once they find out what caviar is. I was just like, that's
because I remember like growing up in the 90s, I always hear someone say champagne and caviar. Like it was some, I thought caviar was a drink.
It's fucking disgusting.
No. There's certain types of caviar. Like you got the big round joints, like small little orange ones that you usually see in like sushi and shit.
That nigga said he thought caviar. You so damn dumb.
What about you, arugula?
Arugula.
It takes one to know one.
Who the fuck is who's eating that shit? What is that?
I don't know.
Where's it grown?
It sounds Italian. I don't know.
I hate arugula. I don't
is it spaghetti?
Time, it's a leaf.
It's a leaf, yeah.
Oh. I eat it in my salad all the time.
It's the one that looks like like weed like a little purplish. Bit, but like long. Mm-hmm.
I usually peel all that it's off when I get common. My Capri sandwich from Panera Bread.
Panera Bread.
Panera.
Panera, Panera.
A lot of business deals go down in Panera Breads.
What?
And Starbucks.
Yeah, I see how niggas get scammed too. Their mac and cheese in a plastic bag. Set up bag.
With them pyramid schemes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I hate that shit. I hope all them niggas die. If you've ever invited somebody you love to a pyramid scheme meeting, fuck you. Okay? These niggas, how the fuck can you make money but you can't explain it? You gotta come to my door so he can explain it. Just bring a credit card. But nah, fuck you, brother.
Nah, but they don't even be making money. They tell, like,
they tell you that it's a party at the crib, slide, and then you pull up.
Nigga in the suit.
Nigga knows up chairs. It's a PowerPoint and a laser pointer.
You see niggas you ain't seen in 20 years. You're like, oh shit.
This nigga's telling you how you're going to be a millionaire tomorrow, but he has no money.
You join my team, and you can have a team too. Fuck you.
I live next door to you.
Before you leave, send a text out right now to everybody in your contacts. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
We live right next door to each other. What are you talking about?
What happened to the other one? Not the blue sign one. There was another one.
That you should be. No, that
you should be here.
The what HSN or the ACN.
Yeah. Or ACN. I remember ACN.
ACN.
I remember.
They're all shit.
I got Ben into ACN.
You dumb motherfucker!
I'm telling Ben how he's gonna make all this money, and meanwhile, I had an overdraft. I'm like, Ben, you're gonna make all this money.
But you're gonna join his team.
I literally told Ricky, dog, like Donald Trump was in the PowerPoint presentation, bro.
Yeah,
I don't want to do this. This man he was probably into his fifth bankruptcy at the time.
My mother and her little Haitian friends got bamboozled. And I told her, she told me, I'm like, Mom, this is stupid. Don't do this. Like, no, my funny's making the money. And she got robbed, like seven of them. Wow. Paid a little 3Bs each, made some lady rich. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb.
It's very stupid. I did a couple of pyramid schemes, never worked.
Because they always bamboozled. The shit is the same. Even the Primerica shit. Fuck you. I don't want to do it. Get away.
That's another
from me.
One.
Mm. Get the fuck. What's that? Fuck
that's you. The insurance one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What about that they live 305 thing? I think it was 305 live or something
live
like
305.
That.
Live 305. I think I remember that one. Yeah. I don't even think it's around anymore.
They apparently were giving out BMWs.
Oh, that's the you could be here. You should be here. Thing.
That's that shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all, man. Whoever y'all at.
I ain't seen that one of my homeboys.
Wherever we
BMW.
Should be right now. Shout out to y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Where the Beamer is at, man.
Not going to your damn meetings.
That
anymore.
Shit folded, man.
Did they take the Beamer back?
And these niggas were so charismatic at that fucking meeting. Bruh. But the thing, that's the thing. I don't, okay.
Remember niggas telling you that in 20 years, all your friends are going to be doing it? And don't be the last one.
Yeah. And look, don't be the end of the pyramid. Yeah. You want to be at the top of the, you want to be at the top of it.
I went to this presentation and this nigga. This was like back when like niggas had the Nokia block phone. And he was saying, we're bringing out this new phone. It's a house phone, but it's a video and you can see it. And everybody's going to be doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to get on it right now. So come on. And I remember like.
What's the urge?
3 months later, like camera phones.
Came out. I think the thing with I remember ACN was like trying to get you to bundle all your shit together. Your phone,
like cable service,
stupid
phone service.
I was a dollar for everyone.
I remember my dad saying to me, "So you want me to give you all this money to do what I do with Comcast, anyways?" That's what he asked me, and then I thought about it. I was like, "Never
what?
Mind."
But really, what happened to the people with ACN accounts? Is that still around?
God knows.
God only knows. They all fold.
They're all billionaires. What do you mean?
All I know is if they were taking over the world and riding on jet skis, we'd know about
we
it right
know
now.
About it. No.
We know.
I haven't seen a You Should Be Here sign since 2013.
If ACN was killing this shit, it'd be everywhere.
Yeah.
The ACN niggas would be holding bricks on Instagram of money, doing the money phone.
No, they're not.
Only one of those
they're
niggas.
Broke.
I know two
ugly.
Of those. I know two people who I know have
hairless.
Money from those shits.
I knew one nigga, man, and right now, like I said, he's broke. He's hairless. He's penniless. he's a drunken mess. Poor guy. God. Poor bastard got me into it. Anyway, he ended up worse than how he
living in his heyday.
Oh shit!
You remember that nigga?
I know you.
Yeah, it's
not
wrong.
It's not good that we're laughing right now. It really
poor
isn't.
Bastard.
At first, I thought you were talking about Plus.
No. Because we said hairless and drunken mess.
But then you added something else. I was like, oh, that's not
Plus. Not Plus. Everything else, yes, but
that's two out of three. But no. Oh shit!
Fuck you all.
You are silently funny, Whiskey. God damn, bro.
She's a troublemaker. Mm-hmm.
My sarcasm muscle is strong as fuck. Okay.
We have reached the DM diary section. Like I said, of our program. This is the part of the program where we give fucking weirdos and DMs the spotlight. Oh, puss-ass boy.
Bitch-ass boy.
Bitch-ass boy. So, Ben, please, whenever you will, hit that music so that we can serenade these fuck niggas. Hey, bitch-ass nigga. You just gonna open your Instagram DMs.
NWO exclusive.
And send your dick to innocent people. Thought you were gonna get away with it. Not today. Not on my watch. Heyo, you are a weirdo.
Come on,
sending pictures of your dick.
We gon' tell
your secrets. Your secrets now save with us. We gon' tell your secrets. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy. You a
A bitch boy.
Break it down with your bitch ass. Oh yeah.
Ooh, you know why we talking about you, bitch ass boy. I don't know how you were talking about you, bitch ass boy.
It's like the only bad part about doing this part of the show is it makes me have to think about that boy eating Alicia alive.
Yeah.
Every time I do this shit.
The dude on the diary song.
I won't tell.
He spazzed. Oh. Mm-hmm. Damn.
I don't know, man. He Eminem'd on Renegade. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to... this DM looks fun. Good morning, Queen. I don't mean to come off as disrespectful, but I'm a very straightforward person. Could I give you head? I'm not asking for anything in return. If you're not about it, then I definitely understand. Here's what's funny. You know what her response was? Whoa. You both said whoa.
Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
Yeah. The kind of nigga who can message a stranger to eat pussy and for nothing in return, he's terrifying.
You'd rather just catch the STD that nigga, on your face.
That nigga is a different kind of dude.
Nothing
he's an
to
animal.
Lose.
He's an animal.
To me, that just says you're running into randos just face first.
Because that's a number. You're just shooting DMs, bro.
Nigga, you an animal. I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't give a fuck about getting anything in return. I just want to eat your pussy.
Wow.
Whoa, brother.
Whoa, Nelly.
He's doing it like that. That means that it's worked before.
Okay. Oh, of course. That's always the antidote.
Yeah. That's the only reason why he's still doing it.
That's the only reason why a 45-year-old man would do that shit. It's been working for 15 years. Because, you know, women usually, they you can get a response out of one by talking about eating pussy. Because for whatever reason, they're just, that's just the end all be all.
That kind of woman you don't want,
bro. You don't want her, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if you're that kind of nigga, that's what you do want her.
Oh, bro.
That's the kind of nigga you don't want. Nigga ain't just hit you up in your DM talking about eating your pussy. Mm-mm. You don't want, you, that's no. not the type of nigga you want to be fooling around.
That nigga trying to give you something. And it
yeah.
The pH stay away balance in his spit is going to throw your shit out.
Yeah, just stay far just away that. From
that. Oh, bro. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
That was directed towards you, Chris.
That nigga mouth is a sewer.
And the saliva is fucking swamp juice.
You remember Reptile from Mortal Kombat?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, like a slithery, slimy snake.
Jesus. Bro, imagine the...
That's disgusting.
Oh, my God, bro. That's why, man. Like,
why is that nigga's goat? I guess I see why. I mean, it works.
It must work.
Yeah, Tucker, you eat a pussy.
But
you saw how he window dressed it. I'm straightforward. That's you know.
You're horny.
You're a nasty dude. You're a nasty man.
Bro. Like, none of y'all do that. None of y'all have approached a girl and said that.
I would
absolutely
never,
not.
Never in a fulfilling years.
Not via DM. I'm saying like in person.
Hell no.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Hell no.
I think that's so wild, reckless.
I barely be asking these females for a dance at the club. I'll never approach a woman like that off the bat.
Hey, I'm straightforward, and I want to eat your
pussy.
I don't
mean to bother you, but let me eat your bubble and go home.
What? What are you talking about?
What do you expect to get out of that, sir? Other than a
tongue cramp,
a smelly top lip.
What do you niggas that do DM like that are the niggas with the Hitler mustache.
Hey, can we put smelly top lip on the list, please?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Smelly top.
Dude, it's either that or trash meat.
Good. We're off to a great start here. Okay. Just going to read these DMs here. How are you? I'm well, thanks. You have a beautiful smile. Thank you. How you doing? No response. That was in March. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait. How are you? I'm well, thanks. February 20th. You have a beautiful smile. March 3rd. How you doing? Nothing. Oh. November 29th. Happy birthday. Thank you. It's been a while. How are you? No response. Happy birthday. Tell
you
me what
said
you
it's
want.
It's been a while.
No response.
No, it hasn't been a while. We have never talked.
been a while for what? Like you've been talking to yourself.
But on the real? Y'all gotta stop responding, man.
Nah.
If y'all not gonna continue conversation, don't even say thank you.
Well, what's her response again?
Thank you. She said thank you.
She kept it cute.
She was being
polite. It was thank
you.
You
can't. These are creeps on the internet.
I'm so sorry.
You cannot be.
No, you're not
because
you did it into the mic.
You're right.
Right on my mic.
I didn't even move.
Ear rape.
But listen, all right, Chris, I'm from the same school of thought as you, but to me, if a woman responds very bland and says thank you or something like that, to me, they did nothing wrong.
That should get, you know why? Because that would give you the hint that, hey, she's not really interested. Let me move on.
Exactly.
But we are on the internet with fucking creeps and weirdos, my nigga, that will literally view your response as a window to say, hey, it's been a while.
But how is she supposed to?
All she said was thank you. And it's been a while.
Right, that's not fair. That's not fair. That DM was mine. But before Chris digs himself into a hole. No. That was actually somebody that's hired me for a gig, right?
Ooh.
But he
I'm even more upset now.
It's
okay, see now we're not talking about a total stranger.
No. Total stranger.
But
let's put money in my pocket.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all worked together,
No. Always dry. Always. I'm always polite because in case he wants to book me for another gig.
Of course, it's professional. But, it's not polite. It's professional.
Right. No, you guys should see the thread. That was like the end of it. That's what I sent. Mm. But it's like years and years of him talking to himself. The first time we talked is when he booked me for the gig, and then he's just talking to himself.
And I think at that point you should just say, listen, this is a business only.
Oh, I've said that.
Oh, well, I've, see, if I've you put that. That out there, then I can't say nothing about it.
I've said that via WhatsApp. Mm. And it's fucking
and
shit.
And still. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting,
I'm,
bro.
People think I'm not nice. I'm too nice.
And it's,
but sometimes on the internet, that's not helpful.
No, 100%.
This fucking DM Diaries segment of our show has really, really made me disappointed in the male population out there, dog.
Disgusted.
You
disgusted.
Niggas are so creepy, no man.
Yeah.
Disgusted.
Like, okay, cut from okay. a weird cloth.
And you know, too, like going back to what you were saying, Ben, some of the women will respond very bland and say thank you or something like that because, like you said, how are they supposed to weed the shit out?
How supposed to weed that
like,
shit out?
Like, how?
It's kind of like, you know, back in the day, Memorial Day weekend on South Beach, it's kind of like, my sister took me out there one time and she was like, if somebody says something to you, just say, thank you. Don't ignore them because it's like, they get...
It get worse. It gets worse. You know, like, yeah, hey, bitch,
I mean,
like,
in person, it's different, but I'm saying when it comes to... I can get why a girl would just answer blandly rather than ignore just to weed out, you know?
And keep his shit moving.
I keep doing
because in the beginning of DM Diaries, I was like, yeah, man, don't fucking respond. Then I started thinking, like, if they send thank you or no, I'm good or something like that, it's like that dude who responds, he was going to do that anyways. He was going to keep writing her anyways. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at her for saying thank you or no, I'm good.
That's why you leave them niggas in the request section where you don't get the notifications.
But again, that's not how are you supposed to weed shit out? How you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if someone DMs you, go to their page. If you like the way this person look, all right, you know what? I'll accept messages from you. If not, we on the internet.
Maybe it's different for me because I get business via DMs.
And that's the thing. If you
a lot of businesses done in the DMs,
if
you, bro.
If it's a business thing, then I think that's more. That's clear up front. Like,
that's true too.
And that's the part that makes me
niggas
even
is
more,
not gonna ask you, hey, can I eat you out? On a business thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how I'm gonna open up the business opportunity.
That's true.
I don't think niggas, some niggas can separate the two
at all. But what I'm saying is, a nigga's not gonna start it with that because he wants your attention. So he goes, start it with the business shit.
Then reel you in, for sure.
And then hit you with the
absolutely.
Sexual
can't reel me
harassment.
In.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can't reel me in for shit. I'm about my bag.
Once he opens you up to, like, you know, a conversation, then he gonna hit you with the, you know.
And that's what I ignore.
Yeah.
That's what you niggas gotta understand. You see what you did? Nigga was sexually harassing.
Yes, that's exactly what it
queen.
Is.
And at the end of the day, if you working with somebody, you work with them. You don't try to sleep with them, bro. It's crazy.
I wonder what Plus has to say about this topic.
His social media and the internet is the best and worst thing to happen to you niggas, bro.
It's cool because it's all video. It's all going to be on YouTube.
Let me use my very first, I don't know what we're talking about, ever on this show.
Oh, is that
ever
so?
Ever in history.
Is that
ever
so?
Ever in history. Get the
you
fuck out of here.
Ever what's history. Going on?
My very first, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
You're lost. Is that so?
Are you dying before our party tonight?
It looks like it.
Man, listen, I'm a man, okay? Fuck you. Okay. All right. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm keeping this shit short today.
good idea. But, nah, I mean, it has to be super creepy to be a woman. I mean, these niggas
it sucks. Fuck them.
Yeah, these niggas have made it very, like, I'm disappointed. You know, some of the DMs diaries that we received have been our homeboys that we know.
Really?
Disappointment. Like, it's... You will look at niggas the same. When you see what how niggas really get
approach,
into their bag,
yeah.
It's like, dog.
I want to smell your ass.
What shocks me is that when you see how niggas get into their bag, and then you see, like, damn, this nigga's actually gotten a couple of the joints.
Yeah. Like, then you start questioning, like, the women, like, damn, he
the fuck
did,
are you
that worked
doing?
On you? Him telling he wanted to put his nostrils in your asshole? Like, that's disgusting.
Nostrils crazy. In my asshole.
That's a good title. Mm.
That's crazy.
That's a great
nostrils
title.
In my asshole is a good title?
That's coming from Whiskey, who's always, you guys always put me in these fucked up titles.
He said it.
No,
I repeated
you said
what
it.
He said.
No, you said it.
I said it, and you repeated it like you liked it.
No. Yeah,
some nigga definitely in her DMs like,
you did that.
I want
you
my
did
nostrils
that.
In your
you did
asshole.
That, like, when we trying to pick a title, you did that, like, title echo.
Has
like,
a nigga ever tried to bag you based off of you DJing, like,
also, yeah.
That's like, that would have to be the go-to. Let me see.
I had a gig on Sunday, and this guy stood at, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Pisco Bar, but the booth is all the way in the back, and it's a little small or whatever. And I went after CJ Hercules, and she exited the booth, and I'm on, and I see this guy move, like, right next to the booth. Well, first of all, it's like 20 niggas just staring at me, just
they're mesmerized.
In awe.
And I'm like, okay. This one dude, I saw him move. He sat right there the whole time. He's looking at what I'm doing, but I'm like, okay, whatever. I have an hour and a half set, and I get off, and he's like, oh, how do I follow you? He said some bullshit, and I was like, I just kept walking. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it is.
In person, it's fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's fucking creepy. That's what I would think. Like, you're a DJ, like, damn, let me.
But he didn't say follow as in, like, follow phone. He was like,
how do I walk behind you?
Shit.
No, I was like, he's a creep.
Fucking weirdos.
So you don't get, like, how do you, like, you don't get scared at these venues and these events that you?
No, if I need to get walked to my car, like, security will walk me to my car.
Okay.
But that's cool. A lot of venues, if I don't know the venue, I won't go by myself, or I'll figure it out first. Like, typically I'm by myself a lot, but I'll have people meet me places, or I'll have security.
Sound like you roll with that fire.
You better carry a pistol in your little DJ pouch.
Maybe I do.
It sounds like she already do. You don't hear how she's going around it just now?
There's enough pockets in that bitch for it.
I'm very picky about the night parties that I do anyway. So,
but a Canadian Glock on you, boys. You better take it easy. All right, we have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of this illustrious program.
We got no diss or that's?
No, we ain't got no diss or that's.
Okay. We gotta go party whiskey.
Sorry.
Drink it the
fuck. We got eggnog to drink in.
First of all, you shouldn't be drinking eggnog.
It's not real eggnog.
Okay.
It's real eggnog. It's just not like the disgusting one.
Have you guys ever seen eggnog being made? That shit is fucking disgusting.
I never drink eggnog.
Not the one you get at Vegetarian Delight.
Not the one you get at Vegetarian Delight.
But the eggnog that they sell the stores.
That one has sea moss in it.
60-60. Lisa, you heard her? Whiskey is a member of the NWO podcast. She just never shows up to work.
Oh, sure.
But yes, you can get some of that vegan eggnog at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Pubs of Vegetarian Delight, who's actually sponsoring our Ugly Sweater Christmas party tonight. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, make sure you get your tickets. I believe they're still open. You can also order the best vegan food in all of South Florida. And if you want to call ahead of time to place an order so you're not waiting in that long-ass line, call 954-241-7402. You can holler at them on Instagram at The Light Juice Bar and on Twitter at The Light Juice Bar. Pull up to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, and get some of the best vegan food in all of South Florida.
I had some chicken crispy southern
fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I had that this week.
I live by that sandwich. Yeah, changed really my
good.
Life.
Really, really good.
Fuck that Popeyes, man. You need to fucking try this chicken sandwich. Have any of you guys eaten that sandwich, by the way?
Hell no.
I have not eaten it.
I don't believe in hype, so.
I've eaten like six.
Good for you.
So
I believe it.
Plus, eat one every time we record.
I just come in and get my fix before I walk in, just to shake the chicken off. Kunyala no part of fair section mondo will nigga if we Ben Nepo no pare, please visit music la na toi
cat
du hey mondo will nigga
ask her nigga
hey Don't stop, Lil. My dogs. Real nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Sadi. Uvlo will nigga. Go will nigga.
Nigga.
Don't go. Nigga. Nigga. Follow me as to Twitter. Nigga.
Nigga.
Men. Ooh, led, ask a real nigga. bunch of sand saves. P.S. Moon. That nigga said, P.S. Moon.
Is that Ricky's dad?
You might as well say it. You might as well say that.
Yo, by the way, Pretty Red Brown 24 requested that niggas do a Haitian song of the week. Whiskey, you're our OG for this episode. So, what's a good Haitian song to make song of the week this week?
Celebrity DJ guest.
Big celebrity DJ guest.
Can I think about it? Oh, yeah. I know. It's more house. It's house Haitian. Whatever. Or do they want like a compa?
She said Haitian music. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think is best. House Haitian.
Do I text Benny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Text it to Ben.
Okay, we have one Ask a Real Nigga question this week, and it is terrifying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know it. Justin Bieber, please believe it. This question comes from Miss Bianca 305, dear friend of this podcast. Please follow her at Ask Miss Bianca 305 for any of your website needs. She is remarkable.
She is.
Ask her a nigga. I want y'all to answer the question whether y'all have gotten y'all asses ate or not.
Whoa. Too much dip on your chip.
Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
I got dip on your chips?
I'll go first. No. You guys.
No.
Yes.
Obviously. No.
No.
Oh. Absolutely not. What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
You were sitting there. You were sitting there.
No. I was a nigga.
Looked like you was caught in the memory.
I was looking for a follow-up question for Whiskey.
Looked like you was caught in the memory.
No, sir. No, sir.
Hell no.
Okay.
The fuck is the matter with
like
that?
Right.
I don't even like people slapping me in my ass, let alone, bruh.
So what ass?
You've had nostrils in your ass before.
Of course.
Yeah.
While she was going through her DMs, I saw one that the title of it said, or it might have been an email. Subject said, "Nostrils in your ass."
Right.
Don't believe this.
And she scrolled randomly like it was another. Like, I saw it.
Don't believe this, Negro.
You know, Whiskey. Every time you come on this show, these niggas on Twitter be on my DMs about you. I'm like, except what the fuck?
I gotta see who.
They want to get a whiff of whiskey.
Yeah. That's the title. Nah. A whiff of whiskey. That's the title.
That's the one.
No, that's it. That's
a whiff of whiskey.
A whiff of whiskey.
Hey, just know, whenever you get your big perfume contract, a whiff of whiskey for Calvin Klein. I want that check, cuz.
Send us our royalties, man.
I want that royalty check, cuz.
I got you.
A whiff of whiskey.
A little piece.
That sounds like a title of a sex tape. A whiff of whiskey.
It's abbreviated as wow.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going to be hashtagging wow all week.
Yes, that's perfect.
Get your whiff of whiskey, nigga.
This Christmas.
This Christmas, nigga.
It's going to be a turntable as the bottle cap. Whiskey, what's your song of the week? I mean, shit, stop talking of the week. Jesus. Your final thoughts.
Damn, that was fast.
Boy, that's what she said.
Killing you, right? Secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
That's that gas.
Killing the stars of the show. I'm sorry, baby.
That's that gas.
Can I have a sweatshirt like that? That color?
Yes, I got you.
Can I have a sweatshirt like that color?
No, nigga.
Bitch.
Yeah, we got so. Yeah, niggas got care packages on the way. Relax. Yeah.
I got you. You want this color?
Yes, that color.
All right, cool. I got you.
Please, sir.
All right, sorry.
You killing her.
Chris is chimney over here.
Oh, Jesus.
Final thoughts of the week. A present is better when I didn't have to tell you to get it for me. Did he just turn off my mic?
No. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Pick up on hints and don't send me strawberries. And if we can't build, don't slide in my DMs.
Mm. What if he DMs you, I want a whiff of whiskey?
You're going to stay in that pocket.
So what happened to Scooty?
That was a smoke that time. That's bullshit.
No, that was a smoke. That was not smoke.
You choking on bullshit that time.
She tried to buy time for her answer.
Richard, what is your final thought?
Wait. What happened to Scooty?
It's no longer.
Oh, okay.
Scooty hasn't been
That nigga scooted.
Fuck yeah, he scooted. About. Scooted.
Hasn't been for a while. Here. Yeah.
Tight work. My final thoughts for the evening are, niggas, you gotta relax in these women's DMs, dog. Y'all niggas is doing the most. Like for real, like chill, man. Like, I'm disgusted. I'm disappointed. I'm ashamed of all of you. Just stop it. And I hope to see you niggas at the party this evening. Merry Christmas. Peace.
Merry Christmas. So what if a girl puts up your legs and eats your ass, y'all wouldn't take it?
No, you're not getting that far. You're not lifting my leg.
Oh. I'm gonna hit her in the forehead.
You're not lifting my leg. You're packing your shit and getting the fuck out of here.
You mean what?
Lifting my leg.
I don't even like the ball shit.
Yeah,
I made it.
Be careful, my
boss. I don't even want head, let alone lift my leg.
I don't need the ball shit. I don't need
the fuck out of here.
That region. Come on, get up.
You gotta be gentle with the balls.
I don't need them.
So what if
I don't need all
what
that.
If she's licking the Gucci and she goes down?
I don't need that either.
I don't know what a Gucci what? Is, and I don't care.
Who are you doing that for? Like, ew.
I mean, I was
what's
just.
Gooch? What's Gucci?
I was just talking about the girl's question.
What's Gucci?
No, I feel you.
It's the strip between your ass and balls.
Man, fuck you.
I knew somebody was going to say
it. Fuck
the
out
strip.
Of here.
Oh, it's the Gaza strip between your ass and balls. I don't know.
Gaza strip. This nigga.
God damn you.
Chris, final thoughts, my brother.
Wash your fruits and vegetables, people. It's very important.
Wash your eggplants, bro. Okay. Chris, I'm fucking bent of her. Any final thoughts this evening?
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Pull up to the ugly Christmas sweater party.
St. Nicholas
extravaganza. And thank you so much for listening.
Let's drink and be merry.
Ho ho hos.
And Ben, do we have a song of the week this week?
We do. I hope I'm not butchering the song title. It's
a very popular name from a very popular Disney movie.
I don't watch Disney movies.
You've never seen The Lion King?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Akuna.
Akuna, okay.
Akuna Matata, nigga?
Okay. That's
not the name. I thought she said Haitian music.
Yeah. Just play it.
Akuna Matata is not Haitian.
Play.
Oh, thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. On behalf of the NWO podcast, we want to say Merry Christmas. Peace. What a song lit.
I've been trying so hard. Here I am again. You have a key way to let me am not me. But I imagine Je me range, je m'incline, je baisse la garde. Cette fois, je lâche pas. Je me range, je m'incline, oh baby.
femme. Celle aime content, c'est les filles qui ont leur maman. Pas jamais la guerre, moi respecter. Où c'est force, t'en as dit ma vénéré.